KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. Former State Senator Albert Kukesh is in an Anchorage hospital after suffering an apparent heart attack. The Democrat from Angoon was taken Monday morning from Juneau to Providence, Alaska Medical Center, where he is listed in critical condition. His daughter, Elaine Kukesh, says her father was at the Juneau International Airport waiting to board a flight when he had the heart attack. But she says doctors are keeping her father sedated and are optimistic about the outcome. Kukesh is chairman of the Sea Alaska Corporation Board of Directors, also co-chair for the Alaska Federation of Natives. Two people in a chase plane for this year's Iron Dog race have been injured in a plane crash. 44-year-old Robert Stone and 31-year-old Jason Wickman were injured when the plane they were in went down in Rainy Pass on Sunday afternoon. Stone is a well-known Anchorage attorney. Wickman had planned to run the Iron Dog but withdrew because of an injury. The Alaska Air National Guard says the plane crashed shortly after 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday, about a mile from the Rainy Pass Lodge, which is 125 air miles northwest of Anchorage. The plane took off in windy conditions and stalled and crashed while trying to turn around. Stone was flying and Wickman was a passenger. Both were flown to Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. And Superior Court Judge Ben Esch has retired after almost 17 years of service to Nome. Esch arrived in Alaska from the Midwest in 1973 and began working as a public defender for the state of Alaska. During that time, Esch tried cases in various areas, including Bethel, where he recalls working with Judge Nora Gwynn.
There were some great occasions in which the DA and I would make our fervid arguments of what should or shouldn't happen, and then she would look at the person, start shaking her finger and speaking in Yupik, and sort of, you can tell, making him feel pretty bad, and then would convert to English, give the sentence, and then we move on to the next case.
After almost 2 years as public defender, Esch spent 20 years in private practice and eventually was appointed to the Nome Superior Court by Governor Tony Knowles.
I got a call in the mid part of February of 1996 and hit the ground here in Nome on April Fool's Day. I sort of felt like it was an appropriate time given the fact that while I'd practiced law for 20 years, I still, it's a very different position on one side of that bench than the other.
Looking back over his time in Nome, Esch says he has seen generations of families fall into the same cycle of violence and abuse. But he says he has hope that communities will focus on the importance of healthy confrontation when it comes to serious issues like violence toward women and alcohol abuse. When sentencing defendants, Esch emphasizes the importance of seeing the person amidst the crime.
One reflects the humanity of the person who's standing there. What they did is not good. Otherwise, they wouldn't be charged with a crime and in front of me. But that's really the great thing, I think, is that I have, in my almost 17 years, seen no more than a handful of evil people.
To hear more from Judge Ben Esch about his service to the community of Nome, tune in to Profiles Today after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. A bill in the Alaska House that would criminalize federal gun regulation is on track to be scheduled for a vote. House Bill 69 by House Speaker Mike Chenault has moved from the House Judiciary Committee on Monday. The bill would make it a felony offense for federal officers to attempt to enforce any new federal laws that attempt to limit gun ownership in Alaska. The bill has garnered broad support among House Republicans and become a symbol in the fight against federal overreach. But a legislative attorney has said she believes much of the bill is unconstitutional. The House Education Committee has advanced a bill that would allow for a pilot 4-day school week program. House Bill 21 from Representatives Peggy Wilson, Tammy Wilson, and Jonathan Kreis Tompkins would create a 3-year pilot program that would allow a single school district to hold classes for 4 days a week. Currently, the power to approve any alternative schedule lies with the state education commissioner. If the bill passes, a school district could apply to the state school board to implement the pilot program rather than appeal to the commissioner. The bill does not strike the commissioner's authority to grant permission to implement an alternative schedule. And what's the trick to helping figure out winter weather on the U.S. mainland? One way is sending a Hurricane Hunter aircraft from Alaska or Hawaii to fly reconnaissance over the Pacific Ocean. For about 15 years, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has conducted such flights with the goal of improving weather forecasts across the country. The idea was born after winter flights over the North Atlantic improved storm forecasting in Europe. The high-altitude aircraft, known as Gonzo, is typically used to study hurricanes in the Pacific. On flights during the winter, the data gathered is used in real time by meteorologists to improve and extend forecasts involving potentially dangerous winter storms. It's currently 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.